Rock 102, Springfield's Classic Rock. It's 534 and AC/DC in Rock 102.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. 66 for the high. Tomorrow, overcast, 68. Actually, the whole week looks like it's going to be in the upper 60s, which is not too bad this far into October, although it's only 37 right now in downtown Springfield.
For you Patriots fans that are panicked after yesterday's game, just relax. There are much worse things in the world to be dealing with.
And yeah, you could be a Packer fan.
Actually, no, we're still in first place at 4-1. So anyway, Scott Cohen will be on the phone this after 7 o'clock to talk about that and other things, too, like a World Series that begins tomorrow night.
Ugh, who can even think about a World Series?
Well, anybody from Los Angeles or Tampa is probably thinking of the World Series.
Well, I suppose those million, 6 million people. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. It's a significant amount of people, actually. It's just about 5:36 on Rock 102.
GG Inks, screen printing and embroidery.
Rock 102, Springfield's Classic Rock. It's 5:50 and Foreigner on Rock 102.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. 66 for the high. 37 now in downtown Springfield.
Hey, what do you say we hop right into some Hollywood Rams with Steve and Nagel?
Former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly strangled his girlfriend during an argument.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Zachary just split from his wife of 13 years only a few weeks ago.
And he can't already strangling his girlfriend?
He can't even get along with the girlfriend.
Which one was he? Was he the youngest?
He was Brad. I think he was the...
He was the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you could remember that.
I'm surprised I said it so quickly, but I think I was right.
It was like on the top of your head. Like you knew that, that show pretty well.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I'm leaving you, and I'm going to strangle this other girl. How do you think of that?
I don't know about these women. You can't marry them, and you can't strangle them.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to.
No, actually, you're not.
Well, you can marry them. You just can't strangle them. That's the key.
Or divorce one while you're strangling another.
Yeah, those...
the judges frown on that. They always have. There's no wiggle room in that at all.
Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect is the celebrity most likely to give you a virus. A computer virus. If you search her name online, she's followed by Sean Diddy Combs and Blake Lively. It's on McAfee's annual list of most dangerous things to search.
Well, I promise you I will not and have not searched her since I don't know who she is or what that show is.
Well, you wouldn't mind getting a virus from her, I'll tell you that.
I don't know, I haven't.
It would be worth it.
Not on the computer.
Well, not on the computer, but in real life, if she gave you a virus, look at her, you go, sure, why not?
Hey, I'm all for real-life viruses.
That's the best you could hope for right now.
Exactly.
During a playoff game Friday night, Will Smith of the... wait a minute. I thought it was Will Smith himself.
The actor.
Yeah. You know
Wrong
what?
Will Smith.
It's a baseball story. You guys can do that later. I don't know. Lulu Popplewell. You know who that is?
No.
She was a child actress in Love Actually, but now she's 29 and she hates that movie. She's like, it's sexist, it's cheesy, and it's poop. But she didn't say poop. She said, I think it's aged badly. All of the women in it are sort of just passive objects to be acquired.
Is she the woman that they named those pants after?
The Lulu?
What's her full name, Steve?
LuLaRoe? You know, you're thinking of LuLaRoe.
No, I'm thinking of Lululemon.
They were... We don't know our fashion. That's what we don't know.
Apparently not.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
George Clooney and Paul Newman almost starred together in The Notebook, but Clooney got cold feet. He says, quote, he's one of the most handsome guys you've ever seen. We met up again, and I said, I can't play you. I don't look anything like you. This is insane. It wound up being James Garner, and I can never remember that guy's name. The young guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they don't look anything like each other either.
No, but maybe George Clooney was just like, I have enough money. I don't need to do this movie.
It's a romantic dramedy. Nobody wants to watch that.
Mm.
No men do.
No, not unless they're dragged into it.
Do Did you ever see The Notebook, John?
No, I did not see The Notebook. I didn't even see the steno pad.
Do you want to do FaceTime this weekend and we can watch it together?
Steve, I'm busy.
It'll make
doing
you
something horrible to myself.
It'll make you cry at the end.
Yeah, I'm good.
Miley Cyrus says her dog did something very embarrassing years ago. Quote, it had to do with my dog licking something. My dog did something very wrong. I had to send an apology gift. But she didn't say what the dog did.
It's like half a story.
It is. Yeah, but this is like, I don't know if she's trying to be.
I think she's trying to be coy with the whole thing. It's like, listen, the dog's done something embarrassing and you want to tell the world. Well, let us know the details. What was the dog
dogs
doing?
Lick.
What
they do.
But what was it licking?
What was it licking that she has to send a sorry card to? Apology letter.
I don't know, but I want to find out now. Maybe this is how she entices people to get her to be fans of her. Hey, I'm going to tell you something really vague, but you'll have to find out.
Well, it's
listening to my crappy music.
When you put it that way, it's not that much different than when you were distributing pictures of your dog's unit. You know, right? Yeah, had a story to tell.
Who would do something like that?
Well, you did.
I did. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe I'm being like Miley Cyrus. Maybe I'm just
being. Yes, you are. You're
being very invasive.
14-year-old Jacob Tremblay took his role as a young Justin Bieber in the Lonely video very seriously. Quote, I just wanted to make Justin really, really proud of me and do a good job to portray the feelings that he wanted me to. This kid sounds like a big kiss ass is what he sounds like.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's probably funny. It's like those videos you've heard, like actors doing television shows but never really meeting the stars of the show.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that happened a lot on Seinfeld, where a lot of those like guest stars, they might have acted with Jerry but never got a chance to actually talk with him.
Oh, no.
Now you do your scene and you grab your check.
And you leave. Yeah. So I'm sure this is exactly what happened. This kid shows up and does a video thinking he's going to meet Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber's like, I filmed the rest of that months ago.
Never even met this person. By the way, I'm reading online that apparently Miley Cyrus's dog on a set of a woman. I'm sorry. On the set of a movie.
Hey.
Bit into an electrical wire and was electrocuted. Not killed, but, you know, received a substantial shock, I guess.
That's what the dog did?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that so? See, that's what I'm talking about. She's very cryptic.
Well, it brought a whole, you know, it made whatever was being produced stop. Then they had to fix the electrical problem, that's what she apologized.
But that's not even something to conceal.
Apparently they tried to, it's out there.
That makes no sense at all.
Thanks to that Ocean Spray drinking skateboarder, Fleetwood Mac's 1977 album Rumors is back at number 7 on the Billboard album chart. Congratulations. I knew you guys would make it someday. Kim Kardashian shared a picture of herself in a high neck fitted black dress with a cutout back, which she styled with a huge slouchy back and a red G-string.
Wish you would have said something to say.
Oh my God, the last time I had a slouchy open back was when Ray J gave me the October surprise with the chunky butt wash and that sex tape you can purchase on YouPorn for
$39.95.
It's also kind of cryptic.
Yeah. Kaylin?
You want to get cryptic? Never got that done dirty with your mother, Chris Kim, but I once gave her a Polish tooth whitening.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her the Tennessee log jammer.
Right up. What
to,
are you trying
right
to say?
Right up the pucker star, by the way.
Oh, I see. Of course. What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is I tongue slapped her snapper slappers.
All right, then.
And Kanye?
You vote for me for president, everybody in this country getting a Raptor. And you know what? Wyoming's is going to pay for it.
Is that right?
You can find me on my ranch out there later on today. Such an... It's going to be big, John.
Oh,
it's going to be huge.
Big and beautiful.
Sure, it will be.
Such an injustice. And that's your Hollywood T-Rash and Rock 102. Ah.
Sure. Being.
And now, Bax's View from the Couch, brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware, Outdoor Power Headquarters, Steel, Ego, and Craftsman, Rocky's Outdoor Power Trifecta.
Hey, good morning, sports fans. How the heck are you? Look, before anyone panics about yesterday's Patriots game, let's take a look at a few things. First of all, when given the broader picture of life, such as the looming second wave of a deadly pandemic, political uncertainty, or even everyday crippling anxiety, losing a simple football game doesn't really seem like that much of a big deal, does it? Of course it doesn't. Hell, we haven't even figured out what to do with these murder hornets yet. And you're worried about Cam Newton being unable to stage a fourth quarter comeback to beat the Denver Broncos? Get out of here with your small-minded thinking. Listen, folks, I hate to break it to you. You're lucky the Patriots even got a chance to play at all yesterday, never mind lose the game by a score of 18-12. Forget the fact the Patriots have fallen below 500 for the first time past the fifth game or later in 18 years. This was a game that was scheduled, delayed, rescheduled, and then scheduled again because of a suddenly unexpected rash of positive COVID tests that kept the Patriots away from the practice facilities for much of the last 2 weeks. Plus, you had a starting quarterback test positive for the virus, suddenly playing football, while the rest of us watched hoping it would have virtually no effect on his ability to play. Well, guess what? Not practicing had a negative effect on everybody, so much so that you can't even pin this all on Cam Newton alone. This is what happens when you can't get to practice. Listen, nobody likes losing to the Denver Broncos, and that's mostly because so few teams have actually done it. But when it happens, and when the Patriots wind up losing again, like they might on Sunday against the 49ers, keep this in mind. These are just small bumps in the road of life. And despite our desire to win every game, it's simply not realistic. More importantly, there are bigger, nastier, more disruptive calamities in the world right now, and a single loss to a vastly inferior team isn't really my biggest concern. So let's all move forward, wear our masks, wash our hands at regular intervals, and focus on some other stuff for a change. Trust me, it'll do you good. But hey, enough of my yapping. Sports brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware. Imitation is a serious form of flattery. You've heard that before, right? Same thing with Carhartt workwear. A lot of imitators, but there's only one Carhartt. And you'll find it now at Rocky's Ace Hardware in Angawam, Westfield, Palmer, and the East Longmeadow stores. I'm Bax. That's my view from the couch. It's 6:10 with Bax and O'Brien to Rock 102.
Let's see. What did I say? It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day, a pretty warm week through the 60s all week long. Partly to mostly cloudy today in 66. That's it. 37 right now in downtown Springfield.
Scott Cohn will be joining us next hour. We'll get to the bottom of that Patriots game. The World Series starts tomorrow night. There's things to talk about.
That Bertera commercial we just played a few minutes ago is going to have to change soon since he says exit 8 off the Mass Pike. So yesterday, they started that big project of changing the exit numbers.
To reflect the mileage of the pike?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And they started with the most important one. Route 140 that runs from Taunton to New Bedford. You think they might have started with the Mass Pike, which runs from one side of the state to the other, or maybe 91, which runs from one state to another.
Well, don't discount 140. A lot of people going into the Silver City of Taunton, Massachusetts all the time. In and out.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
But how long... Taunton to New Bedford. Now, I'm not that familiar with the area, but it kind of sounds like 391 or 291. It goes from one town to the next.
No, I don't. New Bedford's not the next town over from Taunton.
It's not?
I don't believe so. I mean,
so you're not like 291 where you're going from Springfield to the other side of Springfield?
No, I'm going to say that from Taunton to New Bedford, it's about 25 miles or so.
25 miles? And,
yeah.
And how many exits, you know?
I have no godly idea how many exits. I don't usually go to New Bedford, but Taunton is two towns over from Rehoboth.
It's just that, you would think, first of all, that they wouldn't be doing one highway at a time, that they might actually have the ability to do multiple highways. And again, you might start with the two highways that run from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, I would think they'd probably do the highways that have the most amount of traffic, which would be like your 95, your 495, maybe 195, possibly 295, and then get to the Pike. The Pike's the longest.
595.
There is none. But the Pike is clearly the longest, you know, throughout the state because it does go the length. Yeah. But your higher population areas are right in that cluster.
Yeah, I would love to know the formula of how they've chosen to do this because I'm guessing it's not quite as simple as either choosing the busiest or, well, clearly not the longest or maybe even, well, but it's not the shortest either. I got to believe 391 is probably the shortest numbered highway in the state. You're going from Chicopee to Holyoke. And that's it. Start to finish.
Probably true.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of, I don't want to say it's an unnecessary interstate highway, but you're probably right. It's probably the least thought of and least regarded of all of our highways.
And yet it takes 6 years to resurface it.
Yes, exactly.
Seemingly.
By the way, I wouldn't be in that much of a rush to get the Mass Pike change. You know, listen, you've spent your entire lifetime focusing your attention on which exits you're supposed to take off the Pike. You start fiddling around with the numbers. It gets confusing to people because they're expecting one thing. Their GPSs may not even reflect the change right away. And all of a sudden, they're looking for, you know, exit 6, and it winds up being, well, what would it be?
Probably like exit 60.
Exactly. Yeah. So now you're going to be all confused.
You know, I wonder how long it does take for GPS to get that. Does somebody have to program that to Waze or Google or any of the online maps?
Well, what I don't know is, do they reflect the change as they're doing it or reflect the change after it's done?
Because, yeah, that I'm not sure.
Because the Mass Pike project, I would think, would probably take several crews. It wouldn't be one crew doing the entire length of the state.
No, I think you'd have two crews starting on each end. And maybe meet in Springfield.
I
in the middle.
I could even see maybe even a third crew taking care of the center
crew
of the state. Yes. Oh, why not? I know
what
it's a lot.
DOT's got enough people for all that. You see how long it takes them to come out and fill a hole
on 395, which is the smallest of the interstate highways. Yeah. Yeah.
391.
Whatever it is. Yes.
It's you know, to me it's funny because I do know the numbers on the Mass Pike up until I-84. Then everything east of that, I don't really know the numbers of. I-91, even through downtown Springfield, all the way to exit 14, I really don't know which is which until you get into Holyoke. I've never really learned the numbers of the exits in downtown Springfield.
Well, like I said, you know, in the same kind of way that I can't necessarily orient myself to compass size, you know, compass-based directions, same thing with the numerical exits. If you say, you know, exit 10 off of 91, I don't know. But if you said, hey, exit 10 would be the one that takes you to Bay State, okay.
Different story.
Then I know. Then I know
ask
that's the one I want to
exit,
take.
Ask me what the exit is to 291.
What's the exit to 291?
I don't know. Ask me what the exit is to Union Street.
John, what's the exit to Union Street?
I don't know. Ask me the exit number for the South End Bridge.
John, what's the exit number to the South End Bridge?
I don't know.
I know. See how confusing it is? Right.
And I've been here for quite some time.
I know, but there are some people that only think of it in terms of its
destination. Yeah.
No, of the number. They only think of it as the exit number. Some people actually focus on that rather than where it is. And if you're following GPS directions, and these things aren't updating on their own. Let's say, for example, you got a factory installed navigation system on your car.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Now you're in big trouble.
You're in big trouble because when does it update? When you service your car? Or automatically? I have no idea what the answer to that question is.
That is, you know what? That will be our conundrum for the week.
Actually,
I don't know how long this project is going to take. You'd think, you know, are they going to take down the whole sign and put up a whole new one? Or do they, like in Florida, what they did years ago when they renumbered, I think it was 75, they just put a little square addition to the bottom or the top of the sign that like said
old exit
number
right.
and new number.
Right.
Very simple.
That they will probably do that for a period of time. Actually, the state of Pennsylvania has had those small signs up for probably a good 5 or 6 years.
They should. I mean, you know, those signs are not cheap. And if you're going to be replacing every sign on every highway across the state, that's a lot of money.
Well, what I'm saying is in Pennsylvania, it's almost as if the signs telling you what the old exit numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
Are permanent signs.
Yeah,
like they
that's
will
what I'm saying.
They will never take them down because there's always going to be somebody who's going to say, hey, this isn't exit 16. This is now exit 79.
Or they never take them down because they know we're going to need to spend millions and millions of dollars just to, or you just go up there with a can with a can of spray paint. One black can, one white can. You spray out the old number with the black, and you write in the new number with the white. Cost you about $6.
You know how governmental state contracts go.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna try to maximize the cost of all these things, especially if you're a sign maker.
Yeah.
That thing with the spray paint will never fly.
It Someone's could if gonna you get a good spray paint nope, union in there.
No. You're gonna have somebody with a sign making contract that will make all these signs. And we'll get loaded as a result of all those additional signs.
Wow.
Number signs, signs that say this is the old, this is the new number as opposed to the old number. They may even give you new destination points on the sign. Someone's making a hell of a lot of money off of this.
Well, when we went to the Mohawk Trail last week and took the bike ride, and then came back on the Mass Pike. We got on the Mass Pike in Lee, and I remember looking at one of the mile markers and now I can't remember whether it was mile 12 or mile 20. Whereas when you're at the Lee exit, you're already, I can't remember, it's 12 miles in from New York or 20 miles in from New York. So right there, you know, right off the bat, exit 2 will become either exit 12 or exit 20. I'm not sure which.
And then there's a substantial space between, you know, Lee and Westfield, too.
Oh, yeah. Then, right. Then you have that. The distance between 2 and 3 would be either 12 and 42 or 20 and 52. Now, so
the first,
they're going to be busy.
I never even knew this was a thing. And yet, how was I supposed to know that Massachusetts is one of the last hangers-on to the old system?
What was it? The two of these, Delaware, I think.
Yeah.
Massachusetts and Delaware.
Yeah, and I think there was like one other that just changed over, too. But it's like, I never knew that these things were counted by miles. That was never explained. It was, why would I need to know that? And then all of a sudden, I'm in a situation where someone's telling me, oh, yeah, no, it's another 10 miles away. How do you know?
I think I kind of figured it out on one of the first two drives to Florida that I made in the last year and a half because all the other states do that. But they also seemingly have an exit almost every mile. And that's how I was realizing the count. You know, it's like there's like 280 exits in either North or South Carolina for the length of I-95. And there's almost an exit every mile. So each of the signs is numbered numerically.
Yeah.
But up here, no, it's not. It's not been like that. Even though it was pointed out to us, Connecticut is. Connecticut has been. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. For all the time, you know, that I lived in Enfield, you're talking about the distance between exits 49 and 46. I mean, 46.
Seeing here I am thinking there were 46 different exits before you got there.
Yeah, no. Well, there are, but there's not 46 miles.
See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, or you screw something up every day.
Right. I just would not be surprised if all the Boston area highways get serviced first with this changeover, simply because there's more traffic, there's more people affected, and that the Mass Pike would be the last to go.
Well, I mean, is Taunton to New Bedford even really considered Boston area?
It's South Shore.
So yeah.
There's a lot of traffic between those two cities. And so it's a very densely populated couple of towns. There's a lot of people that work in both places, and both cities have a lot of people that are working in Boston. So yeah, I can see that one being a important, maybe more important than
391
or 291. Because again, most people planning this in Boston really don't even have any idea what those highways look like.
391 and 291 will be done during lunch hours.
Well, that'll be easy to do.
Yeah. Both of them. Hey, guys, listen. We ordered lunch, but before it's ready, let's go do all of 391. Oh, come on. It's six exits. We'll be done before lunch is ready.
Maybe one more after lunch, but that's if you work slow.
Should be simple.
623 on Rock 102.
Hi, I'm Mike.
It's just about 6:25 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
Spent almost the whole weekend hoarding tab.
I'm surprised I didn't even realize that it was actually being still made. I was remember my mom going through a phase where it was nothing but tab in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I remember the taste specifically of the
aftertaste,
the cancer causing. Saccharin aftertaste.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad were into Sweet and Lows for a while, and then Tab was basically sweetened by Sweet and Low.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, saccharin.
Yeah.
Man,
I went out.
You could almost feel those cancer cells starting to turn.
I went out and bought all I could find because I know there's going to be a rush on it. People are going to be like, "Oh my God, they're taking away Tab." Well, I got a whole garage full of it.
We used to buy Shasta soda.
Shasta was, wait a minute, who is this?
Bob Kester.
You used to buy Shasta?
Yeah.
Shasta.
We all used to buy Shasta.
Shasta and Fanta. You ever have Fanta?
Yes.
Fanta too.
But
Fanta.
There was my mother used to buy this chocolate soda. You ever have that?
Yeah, no, I've had it. No.
It was so awful. Gross, and you can still taste Tab. I can still taste that awful, awful chocolate soda taste.
Remember the taste of a Tootsie Roll?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was like fine chocolate compared to this.
Yeah.
Wow. It was like no real taste
of
chocolate.
It was disgusting. Yeah.
I'm willing to make deals if you want to buy a case of Tab. Just send me an email and we'll figure something out.
Well, I'll go in on it.
Okay, Bob. Let's laugh.
Tell me what's funny.
It's Bax and O'Brien's joke of the day.
Well, it's nice to find a fellow with a keen sense of humor.
On Rock 102.
Joke of the day brought to you by Gale Toyota. Go see Crazy Jay today to sell your car or truck online at GaleToyota.com.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Springfield's classic rock.
I went to see a psychic over the weekend.
You did?
I did. I knocked on her door. She said, "Who is it?" So I left.
Because she should know.
If she's a psychic,
she's a psychic,
why would she have to ask who it is?
She shouldn't even have to knock on the door.
Booyah!
It's 6:29 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. It's time for news brought to you by Noonan Energy, serving Western Massachusetts for over 125 years. At NoonanEnergy.com, here's local radio icon and first responder Steve Nagel.
Benvenidos, Quarantinos.
Muchos gracias, primer respondedor.
Sí, señor.
Oh, fire that burned tens of thousands of cubic yards of brush and threatened buildings that were a half a mile away has been mostly extinguished 4 days after it started.
What's a cubic?
Yards.
Yeah.
He's doing the old
Cosby.
You know, it still worked for him in prison.
Yeah,
he still
sure
gets people
does.
To laugh over that one.
Uh-huh.
One of those classic comedy bits you can never shake away from.
Yeah, you know, never mind all the crazy, creepy stuff that was going on behind that comedy album. It mm-hmm. was still funny.
Still, sure you funny. Know, still classically funny.
Got to separate the art from the artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, by Sunday afternoon, the number of fire crews working at Bondi's Island was cut to about 25 from the 100 or more people who were battling the flames at the peak of the fire. Chief Alan Saroy said, if I had to put a number on it, I would say we are 90 to 95% extinguished, with the remaining percentage not being consequential to public safety. The smoke, which choked the region on Thursday, is gone, although people can continue to see steam rising from the compost as firefighters pour water on the piles that continue to smolder internally.
They were all. They also pointed out with an article over the weekend the lack of water. There is one hydrant, I think they said, at the base of that mound, and then they ran hoses to the next closest hydrant, which was on Memorial Avenue, or Memorial in West Springfield. And then, as you saw on the news Friday, they were filling those little pools with water so they could then use that. But
and then by-
I would have thought they could have run something, although you're not going to run a hose across Route 5 to suck water out of the Connecticut River.
I don't see why not.
Well, why couldn't you use a hose to suck water out of the Westfield River behind it?
The Westfield River would seemingly have been closer, but I don't know, you know, how close exactly.
It is Memorial Avenue. I know you were getting a little confused
I
there.
Always do that.
Memorial Avenue in West Springfield, Memorial Drive in Chicopee.
And I should know that by now, because I know the kids here in Chicopee, or the adults when they were kids, they all called it the Drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was the Memorial part that used to trip them up.
They couldn't remember it.
You want to go cruise the drive looking for chicks, man?
Well, which drive? Yeah. I'm 33.
Where were you supposed to go on Memorial Drive to pick up chicks back in the day?
I don't know. I remember.
Wait a minute. The bar. The bar.
Lemons.
Damn. Nope. No, other end. Down in the Fairfield Mall.
Oh.
Or Lemons. Lemons would work too.
Trumpets. Yeah.
Trumpets. That's what it was.
No. I'm talking the other side of the highway. Eastfield Mall. Trumpets was at the hotel.
Let's name all the bars that if you couldn't get somebody to have sex with you in, there was something seriously wrong with you.
Oh yeah, but it was
Eastfield, but Fairfield.
Fairfield.
Yeah,
did I say Eastfield.
You said
Fairfield.
Eastfield. Yeah,
Fairfield Mall.
What was the? It was a. I don't remember a bar in the Fairfield Mall.
Oh yeah,
really?
No, I not only remember the bar, I remember the owner, and I think the bar might have had several iterations. But now I shan't rest till I know.
Mm. I used to go, years ago, I had this, this girl I was dating. We went to the Pines Motel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Cause we were both, you know, probably 20, 21 and we lived with our parents. So there was no place to go. So you had to find a place to, you know, And, the Pines was one of them. One of the most disgusting places I've ever
entire
life.
Wait, what room did you get?
The Tarzan and Jane room.
But how many years ago?
Oh, God, 21 years ago.
Wasn't that right after one of their fantastic redecorating projects?
Yeah, I don't know when that was.
Well, first of all, you're in a jungle themed room. So you're going to have all that vegetation, the high humidity, wildlife. Mm-hmm.
Reptiles,
everything that we would have in a jungle. They really did it very realistically.
Why are the phones ringing off the hook? What is that?
Because people are trying to tell us the names of the bar, which was Foggy's and Z Street. That's what it was called.
But I remember another radio station I worked for ran a promotion with them. Like you could
with the Pines,
you could get like a full like VIP night.
Oh yeah.
With your loved one at the at the Pines, which included a buffet ticket to the Hookie Lao
and
a limo ride provided by a local limousine company.
A limo to take you from the Pines
2 miles
to the Hookie Lao.
Wow. And back?
And back with a bottle of Prosecco.
Wow.
Shut the front door.
God, that must have cost them $8.
It was very cheap. I remember the ad for it, and it was very, very cheap. And then the nighttime radio guy that worked there was also the voice on the voicemail when you called the Creative Pines Motel.
Oh, no
kidding.
Wow,
yeah. Man. Yeah. Those guys had it made back then. So, yeah, it went from Foggy's to Z Street. That was the big bar. It was, and I'm talking big, you know, had, I don't remember if it was disco dancing or if it was just some good old-fashioned dancing.
Yeah, you did bring up something, Steve. That's absolutely true. The places you go to meet the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Wrinkle Ranch at Geraldine's. You had Mingles, and then Trumpets.
Yeah.
All three are no longer in the same kind of operation. You know, Geraldine's is now where Max Cap was, and then and I don't even know what's going on at Trumpets anymore. I don't even know what happened then.
Well, and Foggy and Z Street doesn't even exist.
Right.
The whole place got knocked down. It was a hotel, and now it's like a Chipotle.
Right.
No, that's you're moving over too far. It's still a hotel. It's just been redone.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's just a restaurant now.
I don't know.
In that hotel.
It's still like a banquet area.
Yeah. Well, it's... Like where would a guy go to meet, say, a woman over the age of 70?
Geraldine's,
or a funeral home.
You know, was that like a style back in the 70s where the bar was always sunk into the floor and all the patrons were above the bartender, like eye level?
Yeah, that was kind of a thing for a while.
I've because Trumpets used to be like that, with the bar in the middle of the room and everybody else was above the bartender.
Right.
Going in.
I remember that.
And then the same, I think it was Geraldine's that had that as well, where it was like counter height, like the bar was counter height, but then the bar for the bartender was sunken down to the floor, so the bartender would be lower than all the patrons.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Did you see this this teen protest on Richie Neal's front lawn?
No.
Yes, young activists coming out to protest climate change. It's on 22 right now. Standing in Richie Neal's front lawn. You can see him out sticking his head out of one of the second floor windows yelling, "You kids, get off my street."
You're joking.
He's just shouting at him.
Really?
Get off my lawn!
I welcome my constituents' input on this issue, and I'm glad supporters of the Green Deal have energized the climate conversation across our country and in Congress.
You know, if you're going to talk...
Tell you, I didn't know where he lived. That's not the nicest house on the street.
Well, I don't think he's ever really there. But nevertheless, if Richie starts talking like that, that should pretty much disperse any crowd.
Yeah, well, that was just a statement he released. I don't think he probably wasn't home.
Yeah, but when Richie...
Or if they were, they just closed all the shades.
Richie doesn't have to tell anybody to get off his lawn. He just has to open his mouth and start talking, and everyone's going to say, "Oh, my God, I've had enough of this."
Yeah, yeah. They'd all be like, "All right, we'll leave.
Get me back to my car.
Sorry.
Let me call my mom and see if she'll pick me up."
A gunshot victim was found with serious injuries Friday night in Springfield. Around 10:20 p.m., officers were sent to Grover Street.
I am near, and now I am far away.
You got to do the footsteps, too.
And now I am far away.
And located a man with gunshot wounds, according to Ryan Walsh. The man was sent to Bay State Medical Center with serious injuries. The Springfield Police is investigating the incident, and no other information is provided. But that's only because nobody told Ryan Walsh what the rest of the information is.
Yeah, Ryan doesn't get a lot of stuff over the weekend.
Ludlow police are warning town residents to lock their cars, garages, and external sheds after a rash of break-ins.
Those internal sheds should be fine.
You ever have a break-in rash? I've had one before.
I've broke out in a rash.
Really itches.
Yeah. But I've never had an internal shed.
No, I've never had one either. What is that external shed?
External sheds. I'm not sure.
I set up a shed in my living room last week.
Wouldn't that be known as a utility room?
Well, where else? You got to put the Roomba somewhere. Yeah. You need a shed inside the house. Ludlow Police Sergeant Sean Knox said suspects have broken into unlocked vehicles in the areas of Clover Road, Booth Street, Olivia Circle, Meadowcrest Circle, Pinewood Drive, and Robin Drive. The break-ins occurred usually in the late night or overnight hours. Police have secured video images of the perpetrators as they made their way through the neighborhoods, checking vehicles parked in driveways and unlocked doors. In addition to locking cars in sheds, external sheds, Knox asked residents to be vigilant and report any suspicious activity. I just lost my place.
Right below the
crisis that forced five streets to be closed and about a dozen families to be evacuated from their homes for a day was caused by a man who routinely dumped gunpowder in his backyard. Chicopee Police Chief William Jeb revealed details about the hazardous materials incident that occurred about 3 weeks ago and caused chaos in the Chicopee Falls neighborhood during a recent city council meeting. The man died before the gunpowder was discovered. He compiled a very large mound of gunpowder because he used to reload ammunition there and disposed of the old gunpowder in the pile. Yeah, that's not the best place to put the old gunpowder is in your yard.
No, but they
not in a pile.
But they don't really tell you where you can dispose that kind of stuff.
You should spread it around like you would the ashes of a friend, let's say, who was cremated. You know, so that they don't appear in a pile where someone can go, hey, get that out of here. You just spread it around.
Well, gunpowder, while highly flammable, really doesn't create that much of a flash when it's spread out.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So
you sprinkle it across the lawn like you would pepper on a bowl of ziti.
But you ever try to get rid of something that you know is not easy to get rid of, like old paint cans or bags of fertilizer or some sort of other accelerant? It's a big, giant pain in the ass. Nobody wants to take that stuff off your hands, and you have to almost prepare it yourself.
Bags of fertilizer? You just rent a Ryder truck and then leave it on a corner somewhere.
No, believe it or not, as great of an idea as that is, you might as well dump it in a storm drain and see what happens.
Don't forget the kerosene.
Yeah, there's that too.
The you ever try to buy kerosene?
No.
It's like trying to buy a gun. You got to like sign a bunch of waivers and all this other stuff. It's kind of silly.
You got like a 5-day waiting period?
I just remember.
Meanwhile, all your paintbrushes are starting to dry out.
Probably about 10 years ago, we had borrowed a kerosene heater from somebody,
right,
to heat the garage up, and going to buy the kerosene from a garden center shop place. It was like you had to get your license out and fill out this form because they were tracking to see who was buying bomb materials.
It's almost as invasive as going to Radio Shack and trying to buy batteries. And they want your phone number.
Radio Shack?
Yeah.
The hell? What's that?
It was an external shack where one could go and buy radios.
Not an internal shack.
No, not
an external shack.
Yeah.
Chicopee fire officials said they responded to a small fire in an excavator just before 4 p.m. on September 23rd and learned about the hazardous material found in the backyard of a multifamily home on Summer Street. Jeb said family members of the man were the ones who found the pile of gunpowder. The next morning, public safety officials from the Chicopee Police and Fire Departments and the Mass State Police Bomb Squad descended on the neighborhood. About a dozen of the closest homes were evacuated for the day and utilities were shut off. See, that would make me upset. This guy's living here, and then he dies all this time, and now you're making me not be in my house for 12 hours or more?
During a pandemic?
Yeah.
Right. How are you supposed to socially distance when you force me out of my house?
You can't. You certainly can't. People are so rude.
Is gunpowder so volatile that if it's lying in a pile and you say, shove a shovel into the middle of that pile to try to dig it out, it can go off?
I don't know about that, but maybe...
Especially a plastic shovel?
Well, I know if you're doing excavating, because it sounds like they were doing some digging there to begin with. I think when you, like, if that metal bucket hits a rock and a spark flies, that could ignite the gunpowder, too.
That could be a problem.
I think I'm also probably underestimating the size of the pile. I think I'm probably thinking of a pile maybe the third of the size of a pitcher's mound when it probably was twice the size of a pitcher's mound.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a pretty big area for them to be getting rid of. A rapper called Nuke Bizzle in California, who bragged in two songs about defrauding the unemployment assistance benefits in the CARES Act by using stolen identities, was arrested because he actually wasn't lying about doing that. He stole more than $1.2 million in benefits by using fake names and identities, and he's now facing up to 22 years in prison.
I understand how, you know, life imitates art, and that's all very well and good, and you want to rap about the things that... that you know about in your life, but when that becomes evidence, isn't that kind of a mistake?
Yeah.
Get your art out there.
Yeah, no, I get that, but when your fresh rhymes can be used against you in a court of law, that's problematic.
Nuke Bizzle. That's not even
N-U-K-E?
A good rap name. Yeah, and that's not even a good rap name.
No,
I don't
not really.
Know if he's really even that good of a rapper.
I think they're also running out by this point. You're running out of good rap names.
Nah, I don't know about that. You know, I did a party for a Sweet 16 party over the weekend.
Yes.
In a backyard. And there was some of the music that these kids listened to. Holy crap, man. Holy crap.
Well,
one of them was that WAP song.
WAP?
WAP. Yeah.
At a Sweet 16 party?
Hey, you know what? I wasn't even going to play it. And then
the mother
encouraged, no, they're just having fun. Let them listen to that.
Okay.
So at the end of the song, I said, you know, it's really nice to see the Disney Channel releasing hits every day.
Yeah. Listen to the 60-second assassin. That's a boogie wit the hoodie. A boogie wit the hoodie is another rapper. How about the alchemist? That's another one. I'm telling you, they're running out of names.
Well, I mean, that not everyone can come up with a great name. You know, not
Baby Bash.
I know, but you know, I'm trying to find the lyrics to this song. And it's nowhere. No one has transcribed exactly, you know, how he goes about explaining his crime.
There's a hell of a lot of bigs here. Big Lurch, Big Mellow, Big Mo, Big Pokey, Big Poo, Big Scoob.
big Sight. Yeah. Pinball machines have had a big jump in popularity during the pandemic as lots of people are building home arcades. One company in Chicago says its sales are up 500% this year. They showed this on CNN over the weekend. They had this guy with his wife was like, I can't believe that, you know, this is what he's spending his money on. And he's buying all these old machines and things like that. And
I know somebody who's got an old Ms. Pac-Man machine. And then over the weekend, I saw the Family Guy. Remember the one where Peter gets the proctology exam?
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking of? Colonoscopy. The colonoscopy. And then he's imagining Dr. What's his name?
I can't remember.
I'm stuck on wanting to say Hibbard. But
yes, it is Dr. Hibbert.
No, Hartman. Dr. Hartman.
Dr. Hartman, yeah.
He's imagining Dr. Hartman, like, seducing him during the colonoscopy.
Oh, it was the prostate exam.
The prostate exam, yeah. And then it turns ugly as Dr. Hartman picks up Peter and lays him down on a pinball machine.
Oh, my God. Like Jodie Foster in The Accused. And then wasn't Seamus the pirate in there somewhere going, relax, I be a doctor. What a good wholesome show.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you know, the guy that worked on the jukeboxes, my guy that worked on your jukebox too, Steve?
He hasn't worked on it yet. A matter of fact, I got to get that number from you after the show here.
He also works on pinball machines too. In his house, he's got... Yeah, not only like two or three jukeboxes that he uses in his house, but he's also got pinball, at least three of them, right next to sawdust bowling in his house. God, friggin' awesome!
Has he played?
Best way to spend a pandemic.
I'm telling you.
Has he played the silver ball ever since he was a young boy?
Yes.
From Soho down to Brighton,
and he has perfect vision, and he's not deaf or dumb.
I mean, I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall.
Yeah, that's true.
That
Tommy.
Deaf, dumb, blind kid plays
sure
a mean
plays
pinball.
Sure restores yeah. a mean pinball.
A 22-year-old Dayton Weber was driving in Mechanicsville, Maryland this month and crashed his truck around 2 in the morning. He plowed into a police car, then hit a building, and luckily no one was hurt. And the fact that he'd been drinking obviously played a big role. But this didn't help either. He happens to have no arms or legs.
Kind of tough to have a police pursuit.
I assume this truck must have some sort of like device that helps this guy drive.
I assume it does.
But he won't be doing it again anytime soon. He's facing charges for drunk driving, negligent driving, reckless driving, and fleeing the scene of an accident. Fleeing?
That must have been one hell of a sobriety test.
Yeah.
Can you walk a straight line?
No, put your finger to your nose.
That's what I mean.
I can't. You're going to jail. Put your hands behind your back.
Walk a straight line, finger to your nose. I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult to do this test.
Officer, I'm not drunk. I can barely hold the beer bottles.
How do you cuff a guy like that?
That's what I'm saying. You can't even do that.
Zip
you
ties?
Just put a rope around his torso.
Around his... the stubs. He's still got to have the stubs.
Well, you don't even know. You don't know. He might not even have the stubs. Best thing you can do is just put a rope around his torso.
Man, these wacky handicapped people, they make for great kicker stories, don't they?
They do.
You're
imagine that they even convert a vehicle to be able to operate it.
That's the most surprising part.
Yeah, because most people who do that have to be handy.
Because I can't even imagine... I don't even know what that setup would look like. I mean, I can see something with somebody who had, you know, maybe no legs, and they had the
controls
on the steering wheel.
Yep.
But how do you do that with no
arms? Maybe like Stephen Hawking moved his chair. You know, they have a big straw that comes out of the steering wheel.
Could be.
Is that how?
I'm guessing. I have no idea.
Your Pioneer Valley forecast today going to be mostly sunny with a high of 66. Tomorrow, rain with a high of 69. Giggity, it's 39 right now in downtown Springfield. I'm Steve Nagel, and that's the news on Rock 102. Oh, yeah.
It's 6:52 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. As you know, Patriots all season long here on Rock 102. This Sunday, the 25th, the Patriots host the San Francisco 49ers in Foxborough. The live Country Nissan pregame coverage begins at 1:30 with kickoff scheduled for 4:25. But you know how the NFL operates. They could change that at the drop of a hat. Join Bob Sosch and Scott Zolak as they bring you all the play-by-play action. The Patriots play here on Rock 102.
Didn't I see yesterday that today? I thought I saw today. There's a game at 1:30 and another one at 4:30.
Let me see about that, because I thought there was one at 5.
Well, they were odd hours. Neither one of them was prime time.
Yeah, you know, there's one at 5 and then one at 8:15.
That's not even what I saw, cuz the 8:15 would be prime time. I don't remember what the hell I saw. But that was this is crazy the way they're moving them around.
Well, I mean, they hardly have a choice trying to reschedule, you know, these games and squeeze them all in if you got teams shutting down practice facilities or, you know, quarantining or whatever, and then trying to gobble up the bye weeks. Yeah, Kansas City and Buffalo today at 5, and then Arizona and Dallas at 8:15.
Arizona and Dallas, where?
At Dallas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Talking, I mentioned in sports before, 600 and something days since the last time Gronk had a touchdown, and he had one yesterday. By the way, I think he's only back for a year.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not.
He won't be back.
He's not a long-term guy. He's already sore. He's already not 100%.
By the way, Damu the Fudge Monk. That is another rapper name. Damu the Fudge Monk.
Well, he may have a very good reason for calling himself that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it would be. I mean, obviously, there's something to it. It must mean something to him personally.
Also, Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Oh, that guy's been around for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of DJs. Then there's Dope Nixon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doug E. Fresh.
You never heard of Doug E. Fresh?
No.
Doug E. Fresh has been around since the beginning of time, practically.
Elephant Man.
I saw the movie. But it was very, very good.
There's a lot of fat. Only three fats. Fat Joe, Fat Pat, Fat Trell.
All of them have a slight weight problem.
No, they're all anorexic.
No. Every single one of them. Not really.
Can practically see right through them. Ghostemony.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like Ghostemane, but obviously Ghostemony. High C, High Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane G.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, these are...
I could spend the whole next hour doing these.
Well, no, don't, because we got Scott Cohen coming up in just a few minutes, and we'll talk sports with him, and I'm sure we must be able to find something else for 8 o'clock.
There's a coin toss right there.
Well, I mean, would you rather talk? You rather talk about the Patriots or do another list?
I'd rather talk about the Patriots. Probably do another list.
Yeah, it's 5:56 on Rock 106. That's what I meant. On Rock 102. Since the beginning.